let's get started and try to finish the agenda in 45 minutes.
Okay. I have a quick announcement to make first. NSF, the EarthCube Geoscience Lead Program Manager, Barbara Ransom, sent an email out a couple of days ago to all the PIs of the community working groups and concept award groups, stating that the workshops by the user community for EarthCube is now funded for the first six of them, and they're all solid earth science. And I will send forward that to you folks so you can get a sense of the kinds of disciplines that require that we require of ourselves to cover if we want to deploy ontologies to promote earth science discovery and integration. It's a very important thing, you know, it's very broad. Everything from critical zone to magma formation, et cetera, et cetera. And six of these workshops are funded, and they will get to be starting very soon. So one of the items I was hoping we'll briefly get a chance to visit is the semantic flavor to how do we decide on use cases, because if we can come up with some nice plan, I can send that to NSF and they can share it with the six earth science oriented community workshops.
Krishna, how is this done? Who submitted what to get this funding?
Sorry, NSF decided that each of the programs within their three divisions, Earth Science, which is called EAR, Ocean Science, and Atmospheric Science, these are the three divisions underneath the Geosciences Directorate. Each division is made up of units, units like tectonics, petrology, geochemistry, you know, stratigraphy, and it goes on and on. Each one of these units is organizing workshops by inviting the PIs that they have funded on grants to come together and present their concerns about data access and integration.
Okay, I think I get it now. Do you have a list of those people? So, for some of those people, we might want to coordinate what we're doing with some of those people.
But those are only geoscience people. There are no IT people involved.
No, I understand that.
And so they're simply going to present their vision of what they would like to see done through this cyber infrastructure to make their research more productive.
When is the first workshop?
Sorry?
When is the first workshop?
I forgot. I think it starts in a couple of months.
Okay. Well, we should actually have a couple of sessions by then, and perhaps, some of what our discussion is about and briefings and so forth can feed into that.
Yeah, I think we should try to engage the coordinators of those six workshops. If you saw one of my posts I made like about an hour ago on how to move this forward, one of the hopes I am hoping to see is that we have about half the participants being earth scientists. And I think we probably are at a loss. I mean, considering the overwhelming percentage of the CS and ontologists in this organizing committee. So trying to engage those six coordinators, I mean, would probably leverage the participation hugely towards the earth scientists.
Well, that was the thrust of my my question about who they are. I agree that engaging them or engaging their delegates, who they think would be the best people for us to coordinate with, might be another way of doing it. And I see very much the first two sessions, as we've discussed, as very relevant for that. First session would be sort of what are the requirements and what do we think we can offer? And the second session that Nakan and I proposed is sort of within the cyber infrastructure, within this large application development, sort of where do we think things can play? Having people discuss that, I think in both of those sessions, having some really good earth science representation and discussion and presentation would be vital.
No, I don't think, not just two, but all five sessions. I mean, we should aim at having half participation from earth scientists. Otherwise, I mean, it'll just be an ontologist, power.
I just copied and pasted Barbara's part of her email on our chat site. Can you see it?
No. Did you say you put it on the chat?
Yeah, I just copied it.
Uh-huh.
That should be able
no.
to.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet. Mm-hmm.
I can see you. Still see you typing. You place it there. Can you hit a return or hit the send button?
Oh, send. Sorry.
Yes. Okay.
You see it?
Yeah, we can see. I can see it now. I guess everybody else too.
So basically, what you're seeing there is we need to present a request to Barbara Ransom. What kinds of information we need to make semantics the enabler for discovery and integration. So we have to do our homework, come up with a document, a one-page document, and email that back to Barbara. She can share it with these seven workshops.
Christian, would it be worthwhile to invite Barbara to join our mini-series?
Sure, it would be great, but I don't know what immediate impact she would have because she is busy organizing these workshops. But I thought if we could jointly, on behalf of Ontolog, submit to her the information we need from the semantics ontology community as represented by the CG, the community group of EarthQ.
Mm-hmm. We're interested in actually having geoscientists participate, as Peter and
Gary.
I think it was Gary were mentioning. I know that when we had talked, you had mentioned like Boyan, and maybe
I've sent them emails. I haven't heard a thing as yet. So people want to see, you know, what's going to happen, you know, what the benefits are. And I think, you know, by contacting NSF directly, because they are wanting the CG semantics group to respond with our needs. Why not channel that through this activity right now? And then go through the CG community group as well, but say, here is the document. Please endorse it so we can submit it to NSF.
Yeah, I think that's important, but I also think that, we really are interested in a collaboration, too. So we don't want to necessarily, be just a group of ontologists and computer scientists that, throw something over to the geoscience community of EarthCube, but we want their scientists to actually participate with us in this mini-series so that we, together we can, find these common grounds and common use cases issues and so forth.
I think that from my perspective, I think that setting ahead of the workshop, I think these communities, according to Barbara, will be held before the end of this year. I don't know when, probably October, November, December.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we could get to NSF first and say these are our things that we want the workshop to speak to, then it's a very good first step, and then we might be able to recruit some of these earth scientists to come join this community.
Yeah, we should do that next week, actually. If we move on our agenda and quickly adopt the mission statement, I mean, which you and Krishna and Leo has put together, I think it's a great statement, and we can anchor on that and develop a message over to NSF and provide them a link to the wiki homepage of this mini-series, whereby things would dynamically be expanding as we develop the program.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, has everyone had a chance to read the mission statement? And, I guess if you have and you agree with it, maybe we can adopt that. We still have to flesh out, the miniseries program and the rest of these agenda items Peter's posted in the chat, but maybe we can do number one, which is to adopt the mission.
So I'm sorry, this is Nancy. I came in late. So is the mission the page that was?
Yeah, that Krishna and I sent out. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Right. Dahlia had some comments which Leo responded. Are you happy with Leo's response, Dahlia?
Oh yeah, I thought it was very it solidified I think Leo articulated what's going on in not only for our workshop but in the broader research community. What is doable, what we should aim for, and, what's good to include, what's not good to include. I thought it was a real good clarification.
Fantastic. So I move we adopt that as a group, as a team.
Well, I second it.
I agree.
No? I agree, too. This is Naito. Sorry, I'm late, too.
Hi. Naito. Yeah,
Yeah, you signed in.
Yeah, Naichung and Nancy, we have a chat board as well. So if you have a chance, join us there.
Yeah, I don't have a computer.
Okay, then you have to go by voice. But if Naichung will join us.
So if everyone's in favor, then let's adopt the mission statement.
All right. Great.
Yeah. And, there's pointers to it. Once you get access to the computer, there's pointers back to it on the conference page here.
Okay.
And, we have this evolving program. One of the issues here is that the first session was actually supposed to be on, the 9th or something?
Yeah, originally the 9th, but I guess it's already too close.
Given I think summer vacations and travel and what have you, that it's just been problematic to have it that early. So we have a couple of proposals to push that off a week or 2 weeks. So of course we need to solidify as to who would present at that. I mean, the initial description is basically, I think, trying to be a panel of ontologists, computer scientists, but also geoscientists that can actually, you know, talk about issues and basically begin the discussion about the value proposition here for the earth science community. Krishna had mentioned some prospective people that might be interested in participating. I think Boyan might have been one of those.
Yeah, Boyan Broderick and Calvin Barnes.
And they're also involved in this international vocabulary effort too, right?
That's Boyan Broderick.
Ah, okay.
Krishna, can you type the names onto maybe you have trouble. If you can you type those names in there? So my suggestion is, can we log in, set the session one date now, or do we still have to wait? Because from my past experience, tying down the date is actually crucial, because especially when you're inviting multiple people. If you have a floating date, it's very difficult to invite people.
Yeah, so the candidates right now are the 16th and the 23rd, I believe, right?
Right.
Of August.
Yeah.
The other issue is that, you know, the second session we've got scheduled for September 6th, and we think that that's I think Nai Chong had a conflict that on other dates, so we're trying to focus on the 6th for the second one.
Right. So I guess the only the issue is session one. So maybe between once we fix the session and fix the co-chairs, then we could sort of parcel out the work and sort of tackle them in a distributive fashion and parallelly. So between Krishna and Leo, can you pick the 16th or the 23rd now?
Yeah, either one is fine with me. Krishna, how about you?
At the moment, I'd say it's fine.
Either one or?
Probably the one that's later, the 23rd.
Okay. All right, so let's confirm the 23rd then.
Yeah, okay, let's fix on the 23rd, and I hope that the rest of the organizing committee here, that's a good date for you guys too.
23rd, yeah, fine. For me, sorry.
Yeah, we want as much participation as possible, even if we're not quite sure what the panelists will be yet. So okay, if everyone is fine with that, then the first session for August 23rd.
Okay.
So we had a bunch of dates assigned for sessions 2 to 5. I assume so far there's no problems with those, right?
Yeah, let's just take a look at those again. So third one would be October 11th.
September 6th, yeah, October 11th, November 8th, and December 6th.
Yeah. I think it's okay. The only question I have is that November 8th one, but hold on. I'm not sure yet. I know that the AAAI Fall Symposium is sometime in early November, but I don't have the dates handy.
Okay, so November is still a bit away. Let's lock these in now, and the sooner someone discovers a change, please let us know.
Okay.
Soonest, yeah. you.
Okay, and then we don't really have co-chairs yet, but for those sessions, but except for Dahlia on this session 5.
No, we pretty much have all of them now.
Oh,
actually,
what am I looking at then? I'm looking at the.
Yeah, I mean that's where we would need to discuss. Let me document this first.
Oh, I was looking somehow at the wrong section here.
Okay.
I'm seeing the same page too, where the plan and schedule section, session 4, there's no co-chairs as shown in session 5.
Yeah, I think that's an earlier version.
Oh, that's the earlier version? I'm sorry, I clicked. How did I? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how. I got that too. So
No, don't worry. I'll paste a link over and
okay.
And let's.
Sorry.
I think there is an update there. So
okay. Yeah, look
right.
Look at that link that I just sent over.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, ignore the 09 date, which is now being changed to the 23rd.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So. With Christophe and Pascal for the third session. Fourth session is open, and then fifth session, perhaps co-chair in addition to Dahlia.
Yeah, I'm a little, I have some thoughts about that fifth session. I don't know if this is the time to bring it up, but I think Leo could, present an excellent opportunity for a tutorial, but from what I've seen and what I know, I think it would be a little bit too distant and detached from the main thrust of NSF, like, for example, you know, what I'm doing or what James Wilson is doing at the undergraduate level. I'm not sure that these are really would be relevant to NSF scientists, and I'm kind of trying to play around with the idea, isn't there something more participatory that could be, that could take up the program better? Maybe not, you know, a hands-on working session, but maybe something that leads to other workshops that are going on or to NSF activities or, so I don't know. My vision for that fifth session is still not clear. And, you know, if anyone wants to suggest something, that would be great. Or, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to formulate a good idea. I mean, in truth, there could be three speakers. There could be Leo, James Wilson, and myself. But I apologize for sounding so blunt, but I'm sort of just not satisfied with, I think, like I said, I think Leo could do a good job, but I think James and I are a little bit too out of the sphere of what this, Ontologue session is about. So, I don't know. If anyone has thoughts, that's still very vague and loose and open.
I think it may be a little bit early then. I think we probably need to consider the focus was on tutorials, I think, for that. But we need to think about what kind of tutorials, you know, basically the range of material and or the kinds of interactions we want for that. I mean, it may mean that if we keep it session-based, a panel-based, that we get different perspectives. So that still may be useful, especially if we can have a discussion after or during the panelist presentation. So it could be, you know, tutorial on X or Y or, you know, the conjunction of two things or I think that has to be worked out yet.
Yeah, I think you're catching on to what I'm saying. It has to somehow reflect back on the community that's participating, I think, whether it's we, the organizers, or our program, our agenda, or any kind of agenda coming from the participants themselves, or I don't know. Yeah, so it's still open.
So may I suggest we go back and look at the entire program first, identify the who's going to champion it before. I mean, what Dahlia brings up is good, but I think it belongs to the next level of details that we might address after we have a program that flows well.
That sounds good.
So back to the sessions. I think the original flow of the five sessions came from Dahlia too, and I think it's great. So far we've got, I would say, I pasted another link. So we have probably four of the five sessions having a champion, except that Christoph and Pascal has a suggested topic that is narrower than what was originally proposed, and that needs a little bit of harmonization. We don't have champions for session four. Do we drop that? Do we bring outside people in? Do we try to twist the arms of some of the people who are on this committee who has not volunteered yet? I mean, that's something we need to discuss. And then the last session, who will co-chair? So could we, there's no, I don't see any sort of burning issues on session two. Naichung and Gary seems to be doing a great job on that. And so maybe session three. Christoph, you suggested, what was that? Doing a session on
semantic heterogeneity and interoperability.
Right. And yeah, interoperability and heterogeneity, and then the overall program suggests that we do something on methodologies, explaining what is semantics, image approaches, and so on. Do you see those being sort of just aliases of one another, or one being more narrow than the other? Labels aside.
Labels aside, they are mostly horizontal. So I think that one of the key reasons why we are doing semantics is to have components or data interoperable, so methods are clearly a part of that.
Yeah, so you know, what I think we're going to find, and I agree with Christoph here, is that the degree of heterogeneity and the issue of semantic interoperability really is the foundation for why semantics and ontologies are useful for data discovery and integration and so forth. It doesn't really get at methodologies per se. It's more like here is the prime reason that semantics and ontologies can provide value. If we want to tweak session three's description some, we might want to enlarge it a bit and include perhaps methodologies and foundational value or something.
Right, but the value proposition is session one. Presumably we would have covered that. So by session three, we either take it deeper in a finer grain, or we sort of provide more material, sort of covering a wider scope,
I would lay out the session three. I would have one speaker that gives a brief introduction into what semantic interoperability is and approaches to formalize it and how it relates to heterogeneity. So Werner Kuhn, for instance, comes to mind. And then I would take a typical top level or let's say foundational guy. I think Giancarlo would be wonderful for that, and I can ask him. I'm very sure he would do that. And I would take another person who is from the alignment camp, so from the opposite direction. This could be Isabel, or it could be Jérôme Ozenard, for instance. He would be excellent and for sure willing to do that. And that would be the three people that I would have to present, and the rest of the time focus on discussions. And there are many people who are thinking nowadays about putting the alignment view with the top level view together, and this may lead to interesting discussions.
Okay, I know Giancarlo and in his work. I am not clear on Isabella's work. So who would be the earth scientist in this mix?
So in terms of the presenters, so
yes.
a geoscientist would be Werner Kuhn. He has a degree in...
You mentioned, I missed you, you're mentioning, you're going to invite Werner as well. That's great.
So Werner would be the person giving the introduction and putting it into context of the geosciences. So what is interoperability? Why is the spatial sciences or the geosciences a domain where heterogeneity is so common? What are the special difficulties? He has this great paper about...
Sounds perfect. I know of Werner's work. Yeah, that sounds great.
And then maybe if Giancarlo does the foundational part, then for instance Jérôme Ozenard or somebody else could do the alignment part, for instance.
Fantastic! Looks like a great session. So maybe when you set up the title, set it up so that it sort of meshes the original theme as well as your specific focus, then it would be great.
Okay, perfect. I will try and I will send it to you, and then we can discuss it.
Right. Send it to the list. I just capture things from the list, and then I post it to the wiki.
This is Gary. I just wanted to make a few comments along the way. I think that if we do the first session at least right and involve enough geoscientists, we're going to get some interest. I think that no matter how much we try to plan all the sessions through, there's going to be, if we do the first session right, we get some interest, there's going to be people sort of popping up who are going to want to talk, comment on things, and so it'll help fill up the fourth session, perhaps opportunistically, at least in part. So I'm hoping that as we roll forward, there'll be people sort of who have important things to say, who will be talking at one particular session, but we'll have enough to say that we might be able to make space for them as part of a panel or something else later on. And that would include in the methodology section. So I think that there might be some earth scientists who, hearing session one at least, and thinking about what would be in three, might have questions or things that will sort of spark things for session three also. So I think we should prepare ourselves for that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But since we don't meet synchronously too often, hopefully we don't, and then getting 11 people to have the same time slot is always challenging. Let's do as much coordination as we can so that we could, I mean, after this meeting, people can go out and work on their own to build their session that will be consistent with the overall framework and overall program.
I'm always for planning what you can, but I'm also just suggesting that we be opportunistic and be listening for opportunities that present themselves for improvement.
Absolutely.
So, you know, one example would be that it may be that Krishna comes up with one or two very good geoscientists for that first session, but they may have something to contribute to the second or third session also in some form, even if it's just a commentary panel. Or a challenge issue like, look, I hear what you're saying about methodology. Here's my particular issue. What can you do to address that? Something like that that would give us a chance to respond.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I think we do need to be flexible. So the organizers for these sessions they should actually, you know, participate as much as they can in all these sessions and look for such opportunities, because they may want to modify their format slightly because of the directions that people have taken and the interest expressed.
Yes. One other thing I want to say along the way.
Right. This is a great point. Yeah, Gary, could you capture that onto the chat? Either that or even respond to the one post I made earlier on how we move forward. This is a great point that we should all be mindful of. And so we need to move
forward. Which point
forward.
Was that? Which point was that? Sorry.
Yeah, Gary's point, if I hear him correctly, is that we should not plan everything to such detail and leave things open, especially at the later sessions, so that earlier sessions may create opportunities that feed into the later sessions.
Okay.
Did I hear you right, Gary?
Yes, and I was just going to add something that you mentioned before about having this even split between earth scientists and ontologists. I'm sort of for that in a general sense. I think of it slightly differently in that you want to get the earth scientist buy-in. I think if you get the earth scientist buy-in early and contribute to the early sessions, there will be enough issues that ontologists will want to address, make sure that we have an opportunity to address some of those issues that came up early and may not have been finalized in a session. So we want to give the best minds the opportunity in the last session or two to have a chance to say, you know, to say what they need to say also.
Yep. And not just the last session, but definitely we should leave space at least half an hour at every session for discussion. I don't think we should fill the entire session with canned presentations. So we should all leave like half an hour to 45 minutes for discussion. So going back to session, sorry.
This is Krishna. I have a quick question. When this is all cleaned up, you know, the agenda and everything, would it be acceptable to all of us to post a link on the Earth Cube Semantics CG website?
Oh, definitely. I actually even asked people to use the CG list for content discussion. Of course, we created a list for like planning, but if there are content discussions, on the homepage wiki page to ask people to use the CG list for discussion as well. So I mean, use the CG wiki and CG list.
Okay, because the reason I'm mentioning it, I get in touch with a lot of the CG people that are on our mailing list, and they haven't quite caught up with what this activity is about. And I'm just wondering if we can provide a link to the project homepage.
Yes, who would do it?
I would just post it there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, please do. Yeah,
that would be useful, I think.
So going back to session number 4, which would be an enumeration of the ontologies that exist. So review of the field of ontologies for earth science. So among the people here, who has been working or researching on this subject? That would make a good champion for this. So who has been studying the landscape?
That's a good question. I don't know. Christoph or Krishna?
Say that again, please.
If nobody volunteers, I can do it, but as I'm already doing this session...
No, but I mean... what we need to do is find co-champions here, but also people who would know if we keep this as our focus for session 4, who would know what's available in terms of ontologies and vocabularies out there for earth science. I think everyone knows about the NASA ones, right? But there may be other ones, and there may be this, for example, that what is it called, GOML or
GeoSciML.
Yeah.
I think a good person to bring on board would be the people running the Marine Interoperability Center at the San Diego Supercomputer Facility. They have cataloged all the ontologies relevant to geoscience.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be useful.
Len Cox,
if you can make some suggestions, recommendations.
So Glenn Hart would come to mind, for instance, as a good person to do that, probably also willing to do it. And, of course, Todd, for instance.
Yeah, can you post those names to the chat so we know then and their affiliations? Are they with the same group that Krishna just mentioned?
No. Glenn Hart is from the UK, from Auden Survey, and Todd Peter is from a small company doing ontologies near Washington.
Okay, so, yeah, I would add both Krishna and Christoph, add to the chat with some of these names and suggestions.
Right, so those are presumably suggestions for panelists, or do we have suggestions on bringing someone in to do to champion that session? We are still at a loss for two champions, and if I look at who's on our team now, the people who have not taken on sessions include Mark Schildhauer, Mike Dean, and Nancy Wiegand. Nancy is online, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly don't know what ontologies are out there for earth science. Yeah, I was thinking maybe James Wilson, and, you know, he gathered a lot of materials. Maybe he came across, or his students came across something like that, but I don't know. The other idea is, you know, the ESIP people, they have a semantic working group, and they probably know what ontologies there are for earth science.
Could we invite some of the people from the ESIP group to co-chair this?
Yeah, perhaps we could invite Peter Fox or something.
Yeah.
But Peter's so overly busy already. Right.
Yeah, Peter Fox chairs ESIP, right?
Yeah. If needed, if it would be helpful, I could switch my championship away from tutorials and to the Earth Science Review. We at the USGS are always looking out for that, and that would benefit. For me to examine that more closely would be very good for me, but... I also was very impressed. You know, I sent an email that there were a lot of ontologies and semantic techniques at IGARS, or there were two formal sessions. But then when I went back to the proceedings and looked through some of the keywords, there must have been 60 or 70 papers on ontologies and semantics. And they were almost all from Europe and Asia. I saw maybe one or two U.S. institutions represented. But that could be a source, but I would think the first place to look is with somebody in Peter's group, even if Peter himself may not want to do it, or maybe there's somebody in ESIP, as Nancy mentioned, or, you know, that Tetherless World Center is a whole suite of experts. So I'm just saying that if it's helpful, you know, I'd be happy to champion that group instead of and then invite an additional co-partner. I sent an email to Mark Schildhauer, and he has not replied. And he is not, I think, the type to just blow anything off. So I think he must be on travel or something.
He's on vacation.
Yeah. So he would be a great source. I think maybe he would be interested in championing that group too.
We could also think about people from the Inspire context, like Michael Lutz or Sven Schade.
There were presentations from Inspire, and they were very good.
So maybe we can ask Michael.
Can you post that suggestion to the chat? Some of us don't know everyone that's been mentioned.
Okay.
Peter Fox, yes, but... okay, good.
So,
thank you.
So, Krishna, do you think we could volunteer Mark?
Yeah, I think he would be a good one to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would suggest we do volunteer him and notify him that we've volunteered him.
Right. In his, since he didn't show up. So maybe if Dahlia move over to the fourth session on the what's out there, then maybe Nancy, since you've worked with James Wilson quite closely before, maybe you and James would co-chair the tutorial session, and since Dahlia already mentioned, I mean, who she thought would be good presenters, then you've pretty much have some things to start with. Would that work?
Okay, so I want to say one thing is that I'm working out a Space Science and Engineering Center, and as far as session four, I would be interested in tracking down ontologies that have to do with atmospheric science or, you know, NASA, like I said, the NASA ones, because that's something that would help me in my work here also. But so I could maybe help with that. So as far as the session five, I don't remember now what Dahlia said about it. I know James has a bunch of tutorials, but I don't think they've looked at them all, or I don't know how. So I'm not really sure what you're thinking about for that session.
I think it's pretty much still open. Dahlia had some suggestions, but
right.
I think that's as far as we've evolved so far.
Oh, right. What were Dahlia's suggestions again?
I'll let Dahlia talk.
Okay. I invited Leo because Leo has a great online tutorial that he developed for the intelligence community, but it's quite advanced and sophisticated. And, I think really speaks to the benefits of using ontologies, and then the only other, before this call, the only other two ideas I had were myself and James Wilson, and James said that he really cannot do anything before October, he's not entirely focused just on this aspect at this time. But I'm not saying he said he would like to contribute. I posted a comment to the chat room saying that IAOA is very interested in tutorials too. They had the first summer school for ontology, which was terrific. It was fantastic. I went to it for the whole entire week. Very intellectually stimulating. Not geared towards earth science, but IAOA has a geospatial working group, And so perhaps this, that they really want to advance. Werner Kuhn is in charge of that. And perhaps this would be a chance to develop their joint tutorial geospatial interests. So I just thought, you know, maybe dropping an email to Niccolo or somebody like that, Stefan or something like that might be useful. But that's all that I really had in mind, were just those, you know, kind of two first-tier, two second-tier possibilities. But, no, like I said at the beginning of this call, it's very fluid. There is nothing that's been decided about that.
Yeah, Werner Kuhn and John Bateman are on that geospatial SIG group, NIAOA, so that might be a good, you know, couple panelists for that.
Yeah, and this is actually also supported by IAOA, so if you look at the homepage, we actually have listed them as IAOA as one of the supporting communities for this session. And fully blessed by John Bateman and Werner on this activity.
Yeah, we had requested IAOA support endorsement, if you will, on this. So and we're granted that.
So are you thinking that there would be tutorials already developed by the beginning of December to be able to present at the session? Is that what you're saying?
IAOA definitely does not have anything prepared for earth science or geospatial. I asked around, and however, you know, I don't think these all have to be finished available tutorials. I think, you know, this could be designs for, you know, future workshops or a plan to, you know, where do we go from here, or, you know, something participatory that evolves out of the mini session. But that's just my idea. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, it would really be up to the champion to decide what they want to do.
Right.
Yeah. So we're running out of time. So I guess part of that we'll have to. I don't know if we can nail down champions here.
Yeah, maybe let's ask Dahlia. Given a choice, session 4 or 5, which one will you pick?
I would pick 4, actually.
Okay, and then you could ping Mark Schohauer and get him to co-chair that with you?
Yeah, I've already sent a message, and I'm just waiting for his reply.
Right. So that gives us session 4. So the only thing that would be left open would be session 5. Any suggestion on how we deal with session 5?
Well, again, if Nancy would like to be involved in that.
Okay, well, Leo's your tutorial would be one of the main things, so that would be, you would be involved in it too then.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can help organize, or I can, you know, present, or either or. I mean, I just want to make sure that we include as many people here as possible as co-champions. So, you know, if you have another person in mind that might be useful to be the co-champion for that, it doesn't preclude my, you know, participating or not participating.
Well, okay, so, I mean, you need someone to just be responsible for that. I guess I can do that. It's not till December, so I have a little time.
Yeah.
So.
That sounds good. And, of course, we are still one community.
You know,
so
Mike Dean could not attend, so he might be interested in that, too. So.
Who was that?
Mike Dean.
So maybe we got you on that, and then we volunteer Mike Dean, unless he comes back and say no. Would that work?
Well, I don't think Mike Dean has any tutorials.
No. This is just to be the co-champion of
yeah.
the session.
Oh, okay.
Another possibility was Dave Colas and doing the GeoSparkle standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can post that name to the chat, that would be useful too.
Yeah, Dave is a colleague of Mike at BBN, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So shall we tentatively make Nancy and Mike co-chairs for session 5?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's still tentative.
Right. I mean, that's the furthest out, so we could continue to discuss that.
Yeah, okay. If everyone agrees, yes, I think that's good.
Yep.
Hey, folks, I'm sorry, but this is Krishna. I have to go.
Yeah, I think we all have to go here, Krishna.
Yep.
Any other issues?
Bye-bye.
Any other issues we need to address immediately? Or?
No.
How long? Is each session 2 hours or what?
Let's assume 2 hours.
And it would be in the afternoon, like a Thursday afternoon? When are they?
No, Thursday afternoon, 12:30 to 2:30 Eastern Time.
2:30 Eastern Time?
Yeah, 12:30 to 2:30.
Oh, it starts at 12:30 Eastern?
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. Thursday mornings are always a problem, but I'll see what I can do. Okay.
Okay, we were soliciting institutions to step up as co-organizers, co-sponsors, supporting organizations, and so on. Since we are all involved, if your organization is willing to lend a name, please volunteer. I guess that's pretty much all the urgent things now, unless people have other business.
Yeah, nothing here. Keep in mind, after the session that if you do have a community that you think would be interested in participating or in supporting as a co-organizer, that you notify them and us.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to ask OGC, so contact the OGC to see their interest. They have some people to contribute, perhaps.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they have people contributing as panelists, then we could easily say that they are sort of participating in helping.
I put one such example on already on the chat. You might have seen Luis Bermudez, who was formerly involved in the MMI work. He's presented at the SOCOP workshops, so he could at least be a contact link into things. It's not himself, okay?
Yeah, he's a terrific suggestion. And can I be in touch with you, Gary, about that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm willing to be in touch with anybody about any of this. It's all interesting.
Okay.
All right. I guess the next major challenge actually is to make sure we engage enough earth scientists so that this does not end up as another ontologist powwow. And for those of you who are in the earth science domain, please think of how we could do this properly. I mean, when we announce, which are the mailing lists that we could sort of get people's attention on and so on.
Sure, I think that is a critical element. And as I review work out there, I'll definitely keep that in mind and try to start compiling suggestions for specifics.
Fantastic.
I think the Christian list of the 6 or whatever it was numbered of funded principal people will be a good starting point for...
Right, absolutely. I think we should absolutely try to engage the principals of all those 6 sessions. Mm-hmm. And if they could not come personally, at least they delegate someone or something, and maybe we use NSF to twist their arms.
Sometimes the PIs are organized, are great administrators and organizers, but not necessarily as technical or at the edge of the issues, and they may designate somebody, delegate somebody who is. That's what I would expect most of the time.
Yeah, well, that's still useful. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Any other business here today? Or? Okay. I think it was a good session. I thank you for participating. And I guess we'll wrap up.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.